Good evening and welcome to Monday Night Playhouse on CBC Radio 2. I'm James Roy. Tonight we begin the first episode in a comic series called The Seven Deadly Sins. Written by playwright Greg Nelson, it's the tale of a small-town Alberta church and its tiny, not to mention odd and sinning, congregation. The town is Dudley, named after its turn-of-the-century founder, the fiery preacher Archibald Dudley. In tonight's episode, a newly ordained minister has arrived to take up his first charge. The problem is, Reverend Kevin hasn't left the big city since his birth 20-something years ago, and it's been even more years since the people of Dudley have set foot inside the church. Here now is episode 1 of The Seven Deadly Sins by Greg Nelson.
I'm in the wilderness, Alberta, the southeast corner, a godforsaken place. I mean, I've heard about the middle of nowhere, but I've never actually been there until now. Excuse me. Hi. Could you tell me how to get to Dudley?
Who?
Dudley, Alberta.
Never heard of him.
No, it's a place.
What?
A place, a town, Dudley, Alberta.
I told you, I don't know him.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. My name is Kevin Dershkowski. Well, technically, Reverend Dershkowski. But I'm not used to the Reverend yet because I just got that part, so it's still... Yeah, but I like it, you know. It kind of has a ring. Excuse me. I'm looking for Dudley.
Dudley?
Dudley, Alberta. I'm still in Alberta, aren't I?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, am I close?
Close?
To Dudley.
Oh, no, you're not close, no. No, I wouldn't say close.
Uh-huh. Well, can you give me directions?
See, when you become a minister, the first job you get, the first church, is always rural. You put in your 2 years, and then you get to go back to civilization. Now, as it turns out, Dudley isn't just rural. It's rural. I mean, it's... rural. I mean, it's not even on the map. The person who sent me here was my supervisor, Debbie. And frankly, I think she pulled it out of a hat.
It's in Alberta.
Never heard of it.
Me neither.
Where in Alberta?
We're not exactly sure, but apparently there's a church there.
Apparently?
Didn't anyone tell you? Ugh. We've had a total meltdown. All of our records gone. Some kind of a computer virus. We do have some paper. Oh, my God.
Ah!
Here is the Dudley file. Seems we've been sending all kinds of cash down there. Improvements, renovations. Last year, they put on a new roof. Oh, here's a report signed by a Reverend... can you make that out?
Reverend...
looks like Slubadoo. That can't be right. Anyway, point is, whoever he is, according to this, he retired in May. So, we're sending you in. Now, let's have a look at the map. Right. Dudley. Dudley. No. Not here. I'll tell you what. Just go to the southeast corner and ask.
Excuse me. Can you tell me, am I anywhere near Dudley?
Yes, sir. Just down the road.
Really?
Little tricky to find, isn't it?
Well, you got that right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. You're going to take your next right. Then you're going to go straight, and you're just going to go straight along, and straight along, and boom. Can't miss it. There she be.
Thanks.
Okay. Yep. Yes, sir.
The town of Dudley is small, extremely small. As I drive in, I try to imagine spending the next 2 years here. Basically, I start to panic.
Okay, easy, deep breath.
The streets are empty. I don't see any people anywhere. It's weird. It's like a ghost town. And the church? When I find it, looks like it's ready to collapse in the next gust of wind. Debbie was wrong. They obviously haven't spent a nickel on it since, like, 1950. I'm Kevin Druskowski.
Who?
I mean, Reverend Druskowski. You can call me Kevin, or Reverend Kevin, if, you know, whatever.
You're the new Reverend?
That's me.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Well, hello there. I'm Verna.
Hi, Verna.
Well, it's a real pleasure. My goodness, look at you. You young man are a sight for sore eyes. Harold! It's the new Reverend! Harold! He can't hear me. He's down in the basement.
Who's Harold?
Can I ask you something, Reverend? Would you say that most of us deep inside are basically decent people?
Sorry?
Or would you say we're all miserable sinners? Speak from the heart, Reverend. What do you say?
Well, I'd have to say decent.
You would, huh? Well, I'm not sure I agree with you, but I guess you'd know. Harold! Follow me.
Verna, I didn't hear you. Who's this?
This here is the new Reverend.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Well, son of a gun. Well, geez, gosh. Welcome to Dudley. Harold Price.
Nice to meet
you. Oh, hang on. Let me wipe off this oil. Oh, okay. Reverend, it's a pleasure.
I told him he's a sight for sore eyes.
Oh, he sure is.
We got plenty of sin down here for you, Reverend, don't we, Harold?
Oh, yeah, a lot of sin.
Lousy with it.
Yeah. Well, I...
I'll give you the grand tour.
The church is surprisingly big. It has an abandoned feel. The offices are empty, the sanctuary full of dust. We end up outside in the parking lot, looking at the cornerstone.
Dedicated July 12, 1922 by Reverend A. Dudley in faithful service of the Lord.
A is for Archibald.
Kind of a legend in these parts.
Whole town's named after him.
So, how many people go to this church?
People?
How do you mean, people?
You know, people in the congregation.
Oh, people.
He named people, Harold.
Oh, people. Yeah.
You know, on average.
Oh, well.
Well?
Yeah. Well, that's hard to say, Reverend.
It really depends.
I got an idea. Let's go have us a look at the manse.
The manse? The house I'm supposed to live in for the next 2 years? Is on the next street over. As we approach, we can see someone peering in the front window. A woman.
Hey, you! What are you? Hey! Hey! You get away from there! What do you think you're doing there?
All right, take it easy. I'm just looking.
You stay away from here!
What's going on?
Looks like the girl from the hotel.
What's the matter with you people? I'm just
looking. Go on, get! And don't come back! You gotta watch out for her, Reverend. She's up to no good. I know what you're up to.
Not the girl from the hotel, Harold, the city girl.
Poking her nose into other people's business. Boy, that cheeses me off.
What is she looking for?
I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. There's such a thing as private property. People respect that down here. You start trespassing, they're going to load up their shotgun, let you know exactly what they think of you in no uncertain terms. You understand me, Reverend?
I think so.
You have any trouble with her, you just tell me.
Now, Harold, just calm down.
I got to get back to work.
Okay, Harold, we'll see you later. You have a nice day now.
Bye, Harold.
Thank goodness, I thought he'd never leave.
What?
Reverend, I got something to say. You know, you said we're all, basically deep inside, we're all basically decent people. I think you're wrong, because I, for one, am not a decent person, Reverend, not at all, not even a bit. I'm chock full of sin.
Listen...
Reverend, I've been having an affair.
What?
Oh, my God, what am I doing? I've been happily married for 13 years.
Verna, maybe...
No, don't stop me now. I have to say this. His name is Curtis, and we've been making passionate love, it's true. Up in the hills in a tar paper shack.
All right, now just calm down.
I'm not decent. I'm a miserable man.
why don't we sit on the steps here?
You gotta help me, Reverend.
Well,
I don't know what to do.
Now, look, Verna, first of all, you're not a sinner.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I am, too.
No, because listen, there's no such thing as sin, okay? It doesn't exist.
What?
What I mean is there's no personal sin in terms of the individual. It's what it is. It's society, okay? It's all society. The fact that you're having an affair, it's not your fault.
What are you talking about?
Well, I have...
What kind of a minister are you?
I'm not explaining this very well.
I thought you'd at least quote the Bible or something.
Well,
you know,
Bible's...
something about adultery or... What's that verse about the lust?
Actually, I'm not big on...
You know, the lust one. It's on the tip of... Wait, I got it. Keep thee from the evil woman, remember? Keep the something, something, and lust not after her beauty. For, by the means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. That's it! That's me! I'm the whorish woman! Oh, that's perfect, Reverend. Thank you. I have to go.
Verna.
See you later, Reverend. I'm so glad you're here.
I have no idea what just happened. I feel like I'm in a dream. I try the door of the manse, but, of course, it's locked, and Harold has the keys.
Perfect.
So, lacking any better ideas, I decide to go after the window woman, the one that Harold chased off. I'm in need of a little perspective. The Dudley Hotel is completely unprepared for guests. Its raison d'etre is the beverage room on the ground floor. There's only one guest. I figure it has to be her. Hi. I was with Harold earlier. Over at the manse. I came to apologize.
Come on in.
I hadn't really seen her before when she was running away. And it turns out she's beautiful. Actually, she's stunning.
I'm Michelle.
Hi, I'm Kevin, Reverend. Kevin, I'm new.
Hi.
So, this is quite the hotel.
Yeah, I know. I told them I wanted a room and they went into shock. I mean, check it out. The floor is actually slanted. The whole room, it's like on an angle.
I take it you're not a local.
I'm from Calgary. I'm doing some research. I wasn't trying to break into your house.
Of course not.
I just want to look around. I mean, it's an historical building.
What kind of research?
My dissertation. History of the Southeast Corner. You know, I've been traveling all around to all the little towns, and you know what? Everywhere else I've been, people are friendly. They're like too friendly, you know, like aggressively friendly. But here, they won't even talk to you. And when they do, they yell. They're just tense.
Now the thing is, the whole time she's talking, I'm having trouble concentrating because these images keep coming into my head, these frankly carnal images. I mean, I've only just met her for Pete's sake, and suddenly I'm imagining her without her... And then I get flustered, and I start blushing bright red and sweating.
Are you feeling okay?
Is it hot in here?
Not particularly.
I think I need some air. I'm going to go. It was nice to meet you.
You too.
Listen, come by the manse, okay? Anytime. Check it out. In fact, you know what? Why don't you come and sleep with me?
Sorry?
Stay with me. At the manse. I'm sure there's lots of rooms. I mean, I actually haven't been inside, but you know what? Forget it. I'm sorry. I'm going to go. Bye. Sorry. Bye. Total humiliation. I stand in the hallway, lean up against the wall, and gasp for breath. Calm down. Just breathe. Deep breath. There's something very strange about this town. I mean, I expected, I don't know, picket fences and big smiling meat-fed townsfolk waving at me from their front yards and inviting me over for lousy coffee and pie. I need to get my bearings. I need to find out what the hell it is exactly that I'm doing here. I take another deep breath and head back over to the church. My plan is simple. Find Harold, get the keys, go to the manse. But, of course, it's not that easy. Because when I get to the church, there's this truck parked out front. This great big pickup with a great big rancher standing beside it, waiting for me. Cradling in his arms, get this, a shotgun.
Hi there.
You the new reverend?
Can I help you?
Name's Jake, Verna's husband.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
So, what the heck kind of minister are you?
Sorry?
Just what did you say to her?
Verna?
She comes home all full of sin and damnation. Says she's a wicked woman. A whore. Great big smile on her face. Verna, I says, what are you on about? She says, it's all in the Bible, Jake. Just ask the new reverend. He'll tell you. I says, what new reverend? She says, down at the church.
You're kidding.
So, here I am. You want to tell me what's going on?
Look, Jake, I really don't think I should be
the... You see this shotgun, Reverend?
Yes.
You want me to use it?
No.
Well, then I guess you better start talking.
She's having an affair.
I knew it.
His name is Curtis. He lives in a tar paper shack.
Curtis! That son of a... I'm going to go out there and shoot the both of them.
What? Wait, now just a second. Jake, wait, hey. Great, perfect. Jake, wait.
I have no idea where this tar paper shack... I don't even know what a tar paper shack is, you know? What it looks like? So I follow Jake, who's driving like a maniac.
Slow down!
This huge cloud of dust billowing out behind him up into the hills all the way up to, sure enough, the tar paper shack. As I pull up, Jake is pounding on the door with his shotgun.
Verna! Get out of here!
Hey, Jake, stop that.
Don't come any closer, Reverend! Verna!
Look, just put the gun down, Jake, okay?
Don't tell me to put the gun down! I'm shooting the both of them!
Now, listen to me, Jake. This isn't their fault. They don't know what they're doing. It's society's fault, not theirs. Jeez, Jake, take it easy.
Just then, the door to the shack opens, and Curtis comes out. And guess what? He has a shotgun, too.
Back off, Jake!
Where's Verna?
She doesn't want to see you!
Tell her to get out here!
It's like Tarantino meets the Beverly Hillbillies. And then, of course, then Verna appears.
Hi, Jake. Hi, Reverend. Curtis, this here's the new Reverend.
Verna, what are you doing?
You want me to shoot you, Jake?
Shut up, Curtis! I'll shoot you! I'll shoot the both of you!
Not if I shoot you first!
Oh, for Pete's sake, would you listen to yourselves? Put those guns down right now.
Reverend, you be careful now.
Verna, you are not an evil woman.
But Reverend, the Bible says...
Now listen, you're not evil and you're not a whore.
Whoa, hey now.
What's your language, Reverend?
There's ladies present.
Okay. Shoot each other. Kill each other for all I care. You people are all crazy anyway. We'd be better off. But just don't go dragging the Bible into it, okay? This doesn't come from the Bible. It comes from this patriarchal testosterone-soaked culture of barely suppressed, violence. I mean, I know it's not your fault. I know that. You're like preconditioned, programmed even to behave this way. But I have to tell you, really, that doesn't make it any less idiotic.
Jake, what's he talking about?
Beats me.
Reverend, you feeling okay?
You know what? Just forget it. Really, just forget it.
And with that, I take off, leave them scratching their heads in the rearview mirror. It's my turn to drive like a maniac, and I do. I tear the road up. I race back to town, spitting gravel the whole way, howling like a banshee.
Yeah!
And then suddenly, I stop. And I sit there, in my car, trembling. How did this happen? I've been in Dudley for half a day, and I've already lost it completely.
Deep breath.
I can't let this happen. I have to take control right now, right this second. I have a job to do. I have to pull myself together and get to work. And that's exactly what I do. Hi, me again.
Hi.
I want to apologize for earlier.
That's okay.
I'm a little tense today, you know. It's my first day on the job, and the thing is, I've never actually been in a small town, ever. And I keep having this urge to, well, scream. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm a missionary, you know. I'm in a foreign land, and I don't speak the language. Of course, by the same token, they clearly, also desperately, need me here. I can see that, you know, because there's obviously not a big intellectual scene here. And I mean, for example, when they hear me preach, it's going to blow their minds, really. They won't have heard anything like it. Anyway, my point is, and please stop me if I'm rambling.
That's okay.
My point is, I meant what I said. I hope you'll come by the manse anytime, assuming I ever get the keys.
Thanks. I will.
Great. Okay. Good. Great. Much better. I'm still picturing her the whole time without any, you know, but this time at least, I can control myself. Well, I should go. I've got a sermon to write. Eventually, I do get the keys to the manse, which, like the church, is falling apart. It does, however, have this fabulous tub. See, I'm a tub person. I love tubs. And this tub is one of those big old clawfoot tubs that you can just crawl into and disappear. I mean, you can do laps in this tub. It's amazing. The tub is where I do my thinking. It's where I write my sermons. I spend most of the rest of the week in the tub, thinking, writing, planning my attack, so to speak, my Dudley campaign. When Sunday comes, I'm pumped. I stand at the front door, dressed in my robes, waiting to greet the citizens of Dudley. Verna is playing the organ, Harold is ushering. I'm excited. It's the first Sunday of the rest of my life, my career. The only problem is, nobody comes. No one. Not a single citizen. Harold?
Yes, Reverend?
Where's the congregation?
Geez, I don't know, Reverend. Beats me. We usually get more than this.
Finally, Michelle comes up the path. Well, there's one at least.
What's she doing here?
Harold, relax. She's very nice. Find her a pew, will you? And that's it. That's who I end up preaching to. Michelle, Harold, and Verna. Not exactly an auspicious beginning.
Good morning. Since you all know me, all three of you, I'll skip the introduction. Now, normally, what ministers do when they stand up here and preach is they start with a quote, right, from the Bible? Some scripture? Well, that's not my style. Don't get me wrong, I like the Bible. It's a great book, a real page-turner. But I do have this problem with it. We use it like a book of spells, a kind of quick-fix prescription for whatever ails us. Got a problem? Read the Bible. Well, it's not that simple. If we want to solve our problems, and you know what? That's what they are, okay? They're problems. They're not sins. They're not evils. They're just problems. And if we want to solve them, then we have to look at the source. And the source is our society. If we live in a lustful, violent world, then we are violent and lustful. But if we live in a gentle, peaceful world, then we are gentle and we are full of peace. Now, you can call me a liberal, but I'm here to fix this world. That's my job. And it'll probably take you a while to understand what I'm saying, but that's okay. Hang in there. Because believe me, it'll be worth the effort. Afterwards, I'm surrounded by Harold and Verna.
Nice job, Reverend.
Thanks, Harold.
Really good.
Oh, it was wonderful. Isn't he wonderful, Harold?
Oh, top notch.
Especially the last part, Reverend. You were right on the money there. Mm. Right on the money.
Look, Verna, I'm sorry about yesterday.
Don't apologize. You saved my marriage. It's true. Soon as you left, I ditched that Curtis and went home with Jake.
Really?
Frankly, I don't know what I ever saw in him. I mean, what kind of man would live in a tar paper shack?
Michelle is waiting for me when I get home, sitting on the front steps of the manse. Hi, there you are.
Good sermon.
Really?
I liked it. Although, I do think you should be careful.
Why?
Don't underestimate these people. They may not be sophisticated, but they're not stupid.
I know that.
So, where was everyone?
I have no idea. I mean, I expected a small congregation, but that was ridiculous.
You looked good up there in your robes.
Yeah?
I'm serious. This is going to sound a little weird, but sometimes in those situations, you know, when you're just sitting and looking at someone. I used to do this in class all the time with my professors. They'd be droning on, and I'd be imagining them totally naked. It's pretty entertaining.
What?
You're blushing.
I am?
Not that you were droning on, you weren't. Anyway, I'm taking you up on your offer.
You are?
To check out the manse.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. Come on in. So, tell me about your research.
You really want to know?
Of course.
Okay. You asked for it.
And that's it. My first week. My first sermon. As for Dudley, Alberta, it may be the middle of nowhere, but I look at it this way. It's got plenty of room for improvement. Frankly, I think something fishy is going on here. I mean, it doesn't add up. Why is everything so run down? And where's the congregation? I've decided to get some answers. And the truth is, I can't wait to get started.
That was Lust, Episode 1 of The Seven Deadly Sins by Greg Nelson. In the cast, Richard Side was Reverend Kevin, Bridget O'Sullivan was Verna, Lee Taylor was Harold, and Gillian Farge was Michelle. Patricia Harris was Debbie, Alex Diakin was Jake and one gas station attendant, Ian Morton was Curtis and another gas station attendant, and Matt Moreau was the third gas station attendant. Original music was composed by Brian Tate. The script editor was Dave Carley. The associate producer was Dagmar Kafunken-Nunn. The recording engineer was Chris Cutress. The Seven Deadly Sins was produced and directed in Vancouver by Kathleen Flaherty. The executive producer was me, James Roy. You can order The Seven Deadly Sins on CD. The cost is just $21 for one episode or $45 for the entire series of 7 half-hours. That's ideal. To order, you can phone 416-205-5966. You can also email us at radiodramaoncd@toronto.cbc.ca, or you can send a check payable to CBC to Radiodrama on CD, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6. Next week, Episode 2 of The Seven Deadly Sins. Reverend Kevin realizes that if he can't increase the size of his congregation, he just may lose his job. That's Episode 2 of The Seven Deadly Sins, 1 week from now.
You're tuned to CBC Radio 2, Classics and Beyond, in Ottawa at 103.3 FM.